Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, October the 25th. It's National Greasy Food Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's food delivery service. I have to say, I have a bit of a complaint here. I got a wrong fast food order delivered with nothing in it. I wanted McDonald's, but got Jack in the box.
We better for
you. And so is that related to Hungry Jack's of Australia fame?
Oh, I think they're one in the same branch. Oh, golly.
Little Jack's, perhaps? Is there a term?
Smiling Jack's.
Little Jack's, but not in Australia.
Hey, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Tamik, my apologies. Cold, gray, and wet is the name of the game for the next couple of days. Currently 9 degrees, which is indeed our high for today. Looking like more of the same tomorrow, but maybe we'll see some sunshine on Wednesday. And a random daily shout-out to the best day of the week to have greasy food. Of course, we all know it as Friday.
Oh, no.
Since the weather is bad enough.
Yeah, we're not sure if it's a eye pressure due to the weather change or the intense dad jokes. Well, there's a quick warning to those watching the scale not to augment their diet for National Greasy Foods Day. Although, while not the healthiest of choices, every once in a while it's okay to enjoy some greasy food. From fried chicken, pizza, and french fries, to bacon and hash brown potatoes, we all like a treat in our regular diet. I conducted a fake survey for this next fact and asked the question, what is the most aggressive fast food business right now? Overwhelmingly, the response was, it's nacho business. So I still don't know. Every time recently I've noticed when I go through a fast food window, everything's getting busier now. Anyway, they hand me my food and say, sorry about the wait. I know I could lose a few pounds, but I think that's more. And this combined with reading so many bad things lately about how all the bad things sugar and junk food can do to your body. So it's prompted a new New Year's resolution. No more reading. Okay, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Greased Lightning?
No, not... That would have actually probably been a good... No. I actually am listening to a song with a title where it's that thing that you use to sop up the greasy gravy, you know, and sop up, you know, all this good stuff when you're having a good breakfast, and those are biscuits. And the song Biscuits by Kacey Musgraves, who's actually a really great, not actually, because I mean, she's got Grammy for Album of the Year, so, you know, she is a great singer-songwriter, and her song Biscuits is actually pretty cool, and again, very apropos for probably some of us that have a difficult neighbor. So let's start reading from the beginning as always. Taking down your neighbor won't take you any higher. Hear that, neighbor? I have one really difficult neighbor.
Especially those that are doing snow blowing.
I burned my own damn finger poking someone else's fire. Meaning, mind your own damn business, neighbor. I've never gotten taller making someone else feel small. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And I tell ya, that is always good advice to even start out the week with. So, taking down your neighbor won't take you any higher. Poke your own fire, you know what I'm saying? And don't ever try to get taller by making somebody else feel small. So, those are words to live by. Great words to live by for the beginning of a week when it's a little bit dreary, but still good to think about the words. Kacey Musgraves, Biscuits, great artist, great writer, great records. So that's my pick for today.
Excellent. Well, it's going on the playlist, and I think the next step is to share the playlist with everybody. Now that it's built, hey, let's get it out there somehow. But love that advice. You know, sometimes it's very satisfying just to test drive your responses with some trusted friends and relatives. You don't have to actually say them out loud. Just start a little blog that's going to list some of the really cool comebacks that you're going to have.
Keep it in the family. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody doesn't have to know everything right away.
No. And if you're sharing by email, make sure to blind them. That's all I'll say.
And make sure that somebody's on mute before.
Let us get to Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, how are you starting off our week?
You know, it's a beautiful Monday morning.
Where?
Somewhere out here, not here. Probably in the tropics, right? But it's Monday, guys, and as usual, I have some thoughts for you this morning. Your Monday morning thoughts normally set the tone for the week. See yourself getting stronger and living a fulfilling and happy and healthier life. And whatever you do, don't eat too much of the greasy stuff. All right, a little is just fine. So get out there this Monday, guys, and be productive and do all that you plan to do. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
All right, uplifted and ready to go. We had a comment from a listener about the tech tip last week. The full page option on a screen capture doesn't work on an iPhone 6.
Well, the next tech tip
That narrows it down because we only have the two listeners, so it's the older one.
I'm not getting into ageism comments, but she did apologize for not being so avid recently and is going to jump right back in as soon as possible.
I was referring to the phone, not to the individual.
That begs the question, who works on an iPhone 6 now?
Oh.
I don't even want to know what the charger looks like.
Giant. The giant charger. Well, it is Monday. It's time for Monday's mystery.
You know, it's always amazed me that, you know, all the complaints that fast food is so terrible for you. Have you ever been able to find a sloth in a grocery store?
Oh.
I mean, wouldn't that be tasty? Like, you know, just shave it up there? I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Shaved
sloth. Slow food.
I don't know. Shaved sloth sounds like something we can't say on this show.
Too late.
That's right.
Well, it's okay if you put it on top of nachos. Or tacos. Was it nachos? No, it was nachos, wasn't it?
It's how you deep fry it. Hence, greasy boomstick.
Now you're onto something.
Not me. Let somebody else.
Okay, that could be it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Monday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.